Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
On this, the last day of 2004, I can't think of a more important message to be considering than the one we are looking at in Romans chapter 1, as we are dealing with the Bible truth of God's righteous judgment upon unrepentant sinners. A very neglected message in our day, a very unpopular message. We are told that talking about sin and judgment is not the way to win people to our side, not the way to attract people to Christianity. And so we have become more wise than God himself, and we think we have better ways of evangelizing than Christ and the apostles, and how foolish we have become. It is not our responsibility as servants of the Lord Jesus Christ to manufacture or to remodel the message that has been given to us to make it more palatable for our generation. It is our responsibility to be faithful to the faith once delivered unto the saints. It was delivered once and for all. That's it. That's the message. And it is our responsibility to faithfully declare what God has spoken. And the results are in God's hands. We are not responsible for them. That's why it is foolish for us to try to shape the message for better results. We're not responsible for the results. God is responsible for the results. But I'll tell you this, when I say we are not responsible for the results, I mean this. I do not mean that we are not to be concerned about the welfare of others, concerned about the results. I'm not meaning that at all. But I'm saying that God does not hold us responsible for the results if we have been faithful to the message. But if we have not, God will hold us responsible for the bad results. That's right. If we are indifferent and careless in our responsibility, then we are like the unfaithful watchman upon the wall who did not sound the warning. And the city was taken. And their blood, said God, will I require at your hands. And that is not only an Old Testament concept, but it is picked up and repeated in the New Testament by the Apostle Paul himself. I am free from the blood of all men, Paul could say to the Ephesian elders, precisely because he knew he had been faithful to deliver to them the whole counsel of God. Not the parts that were considered to be most conducive to popular approval, but the whole counsel of God. The grace and the judgment, the love and the anger, the kindness of God and the wrath of God against sin. All of these things are to be faithfully proclaimed with a broken heart, concerned about the welfare of others, but nevertheless yielding the results into God's hands. And as we do that, we will be faithful servants. You see, I'm actually more concerned about being responsible for counterfeit results than I am not making enough genuine results. Because I can't make them. God will. God does. As I'm faithful to the truth, God uses it. God produces eternal results. I have seen him do it again and again and again in such surprising ways. I wish I had time to tell you about some of those ways, but some of them involve this radio ministry. And over the years, we have heard from a number of people who have told us that God used the proclamation of truth on the Beacon broadcast to bring them to Christ. What a wonderful blessing to hear that. And I know that many people who will come to Christ will not trace their conversion to any one particular messenger or influence, because there are many who sow, some water. It's God who gives the increase. And so there are undoubtedly others who have been drawn by the Holy Spirit through this ministry as well as other ministries. And frankly, what difference does it make whether I get credit for it in this life, whether I even know about it in this life? God keeps the record that counts. He's got the record in heaven. If I'm faithful to Him, He will use my labors to bring souls to Christ, and I will commit that into His care and faithfully labor and patiently wait the day when the real report, the only one that really matters, will be rendered. And until then, we simply labor and leave the results with God. But I am concerned about false results, because it's not a neutral thing. It's not a matter indifferent to mislead people in regard to salvation, to make people think they are Christians when they are not. That's the kind of damaging results that every messenger of God ought to be concerned about. I said we're not to be concerned about the results. That is, we aren't to think that we are responsible for them. But when we do God's work in man's way instead of God's way, we produce spurious results, and we will be held accountable for them. And I've had too many of those over the years. A lot of them, I'm afraid, in my younger days, before I learned some of the things that by God's help and grace I now understand. And only God can righteously judge those errors, because He is kind to those who pursue error unknowingly. And He graciously leads them to truth. And so God knows when I was sincerely wrong, and He will be kinder to me in that situation than when I am being stubbornly wrong, belligerently wrong. I don't care what the Bible says, I'm going to do it this way, is the attitude, I'm afraid, of some. I had a pastor friend in another state tell me that when he was in college years ago, I won't tell you how many years ago, because that would date him and myself, but of course you don't know him. But when he was in college years ago, he attended a church where there was a very gifted young preacher who was an excellent model for preaching, and a number of young preacher boys in training from that college were attracted to this man's ministry and were learning from him. And he finished up one series of expositions, and he asked the congregation to make suggestions to him for his next series. And a group of the college boys, young men, approached him and said, "We would respectfully request that you preach through the book of Ephesians." And here's what he said. At least this is what is reported to me. Only God knows. He'll judge in heaven. But this is what is reported to me, that he said, "I can't do that. There are too many things in that book that I don't believe." Can you imagine that? But I have every reason to believe that that was accurately reported to me. I can't preach through that book. There are too many things in that book that I don't believe. Well, not very many people would say it that way. We are astounded that a man who claims to be a Bible-believing preacher would make a statement like that. We say, surely that isn't what he intended to say. Surely that's a slip of the tongue. And perhaps indeed it was a slip of the tongue. Perhaps that's not what he intended to say. And yet I wonder how many men are thinking something like that. Surely very few would be so bold or foolish to say it. But I wonder how many are thinking something like that. Because, you see, I remember in the early days of my ministry, when I began to understand some of the truths that relate to the sovereignty of God and salvation, and how antithetical they were to my previous understanding, and I realized how prejudiced against those truths I had been in a former time, but now the Holy Spirit had graciously removed those prejudices and brought me to understand and to appreciate these truths. But I also understood how many others, including many of my congregation, were vehemently opposed to them and strongly prejudiced against them. And I realized that preaching these truths would undoubtedly cost me in some significant way. I didn't know what way that would be. I could see some possibilities. At the very least, I knew that there would be people who would leave the church as a result of my preaching. And I was aware of the fact that it could be worse than that. I could be removed from the church as a result of my preaching, or the church itself could be split and splintered and destroyed as a result of this preaching. And so I remember thinking these very thoughts, that I will not preach certain sections of God's Word. They're too dangerous. I must be very selective about what I preach. If I'm careful what I choose, then I can be true to the text, preach what's there, not shape it, not ignore it, not deny it, not explain it away, and stay out of trouble. But if I go to certain passages in God's Word with the commitment that I will be faithful to what the passage says, then I will undoubtedly get myself into trouble. So I avoided carefully certain books, certain chapters, certain sections in my Bible. I knew what was in them, and that was the problem. I knew what was in them, and I was afraid that if I proclaimed what was in them, they would cause me trouble. And I went that way for some time until the Lord really began to deal with me seriously. And yes, He chastened me to the place where I said, O Lord, if You allow me to live. Yes, I had cancer. And the result of my cancer, I did not know what the outcome would be. I realized that I could very easily die. And I wasn't afraid to die, though I didn't want to leave my young wife a widow and my small children fatherless, my youngest child being only 6 months old when I was diagnosed with cancer. I wasn't afraid to die, though I wanted to live and stay with my wife and rear my daughters and continue to pursue the ministry that God had given to me, but I realized that I had to be a better servant, a more faithful servant, if the Lord was going to entrust me with this ministry. And so I said, yes, Lord, if You will allow me to live, with Your help, with Your strength, with Your grace, I will be faithful to proclaim all of Your Word, every part of it, holding nothing back, proclaiming all the truth that You have so graciously taught to me, so help me God. And God has restored me to health, and that's been now more than 20 years ago. And I have been faithful to that promise as best I know. I don't think there's any portion of God's Word that I have been unwilling to deal with because of fear of men or possible consequences. Oh, we need men of courage and of truth in this day and age. Until next year, this is Greg Barkman, saying good day. May God give you His eternal peace.